This is Chapter 5, Magnetism and Matter. The science of magnetism is quite old and we all know it. It has been known since ancient times that magnetic materials tend to point in north-south direction. Like magnetic poles ripple and unlike ones attract. And cutting a bar magnet into two leads to two smaller magnets, which means that the magnetic poles cannot be isolated. When a bar magnet of dipole moment M is placed in a uniform magnetic field B, we've got to list three points. The force on it is zero, and the torque is M cross B, and its potential energy is minus M dot B, where we choose a zero of energy at the orientation when M is perpendicular to B. Now consider a bar magnet of size L and magnetic moment M. At a distance R from its midpoint, where R is very much greater than L, the magnetic field B due to this bar equals B equals mu naught by 4 pi 2 m by r cube when it's along the axis, and B equals to mu naught by 4 pi m by r cube along the equator. Now we know the Gauss law of electrostatics. Here in magnetism, it states that net magnetic flux through any closed surface is zero, which means magnetic flux equals to sigma B dot delta S equals to zero. Earth's magnetic field, which resembles to a hypothetical magnetic dipole located at the center of the Earth. The dipole near the geographic north pole of the Earth is called the North Magnetic Pole, and similarly, the pole near the geographic south pole is called the South Magnetic Pole. This dipole is aligned, making a small angle with the rotation axis of the Earth. The magnitude of the field on the Earth's surface is 4 into 10 power minus 5 Tesla. We need three quantities to specify the magnetic field of the Earth on its surface, namely the horizontal component, the magnetic declination, and the magnetic dip. These are known as the elements of Earth's magnetic field. Now consider a material placed in an external magnetic field B0. The magnetic intensity is defined as H. H equals B0 by nu0. The magnetization M of the material is its dipole moment per unit volume, which is M by V. The magnetic field B in the material is B equals mu naught H plus M. For a linear material, M equals to chi times H, so that B equals nu times H. And chi is called the magnetic susceptibility of the material. These three quantities, chi, the relative magnetic permeability nu r, and magnetic permeability nu, are related as follows in two ways. Nu equals nu naught into nu r, and nu r equals to 1 plus chi. Talking about the magnetic materials, these are broadly classified as diamagnetic, paramagnetic, and ferromagnetic. For diamagnetic materials, chi is negative and small, and for paramagnetic materials, it is small and positive. Ferromagnetic materials have large chi and are characterized by non-linear relation between B and H. These are the property of hysteresis. Lastly, substances which at room temperature retain their ferromagnetic property for a long period of time are called permanent magnets. This was the quick summary of the chapter, Magnetism and Matter.